The control room prototype is now fully operational at B&W's nuclear reactor testing facility in Bedford County.
Our vision is simple and I think it's bold. We see that the future of nuclear energy lies with small modular reactors.
Chris Mowry is president of B&W's M-Power division.
At one-fifth the size, this is a reactor that can be made in a factory, fully assembled, and then shipped out to a construction site and installed. And this is a significant departure from the way things are done today, where you have big reactors that are actually assembled out at the job site. So this is an effort to make something that's rail shippable, that reduce the costs and the risks and the schedule of doing nuclear plant construction out in the field.
On site, it looks nothing like a conventional nuclear power plant.
I'm looking at your graphics. This is sort of a flyover of this plant. It looks like about 2 acres, and I don't see your conventional concrete dome that we associate with nuclear power. How do you assure that it's safe under these
circumstances? All of that stuff is underground. So I think in the flyover, you're seeing a kind of a flat one-story white building.
Yes.
And that's really that one-story building that I was referring to. And below that, underneath a 6-foot slab of reinforced concrete, is what is essentially that dome and the reactors inside of that, but it's all buried safely underground. It's protected from tornadoes. It's protected from, you know, potential airplane impacts, all of that kind of stuff. You know, it is much better situated to protect from those environmental threats.
The company plans to submit its design application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2014 and hopes to have its first M-Power reactor built by the early 2020s.
But we can't do it by ourselves, and the government understands that, and I think that that's why you've seen, even in this tough financial time, the government creating a new program to actually partner with us and make this happen in the short term.
And the government is interested. Last month, DOE awarded the company $452 million to help develop an American-made product with promise in defense, energy independence, and pollution control. Charlotte-based B&W employs about 2,400 people in the Lynchburg area, with about 170 of those employees committed to the M-Power project. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.